Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again, another show on Saturday. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the day today is November 22nd, 2014. And we'll be going to the Lightship probably around 40 minutes from now, thereabouts. So let's see, the date here is 11/22, so let's clear away these numbers here. Be tracking barcodes on them. So let's clear away the 11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll clear away the 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the year, 2014. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then, just in case the 3 2s mean something, and also the 2 1s, we'll do that. So the 2 1s cleared, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 3 2s, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just see if that seems to help you somewhat. You never know what you're connected to. Like I say, you know, like people see 11/11 a lot, and they only see it because they don't really want to know or even thinking about what time it is. In fact, you know, whenever you look at your clock and you see these numbers appear, did you want to know what time it was? I would say almost all of you out there, I'd say 99% of the time, it would be no. I wasn't interested in the time at that moment, but I happened to look. That's because you're programmed robotically to by the aliens so they can track you, and they're just validating that they have you under their spell. And so, well, naturally, your head has to turn and eyes have to move where the clock is, and that's done by them, because you really don't care what time it is normally. So that's what happens. So let's get rid of these other energies. So let's do one. Let's do one a year ago. Let's just try this, just for the heck of it, and see if you still have the tracking code from a year ago in 2013. So we're now moving to 1 year ago, going back in time on that particular timeline that they probably still have you on. No, you don't believe that or think that you're there. You don't have any real live experience there unless you happen to have deja vu from the past, we'll say, or some kind of situation where you look upon the past and you go, wow, yeah, I remember that day a whole year ago, you know. Let's clear that day out 1 year ago and just see if your energy comes back to you. So here we go, clearing the 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 22, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 2013, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just see, you know, if that helps you at all. And let's move on now. Let's clear the energy in your room by bringing up the light beams. And the first one will be the male light beam. And if you only have one light beam up on your monitor screen, then it'll be male energy. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy of peace coming to you and in the room. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the not gender. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now the female. I was counting on that one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you happen to have a situation going on, maybe you got upset or something, or super anxious or whatever, we'll clear away that energy to put you back into balance here in the present moment. So emotional clearing, or your specific incident that you saw, or something that got hooked up to you. Well, think of that incident right now. It could be any time during your life. Here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do the same thing for your mental body. Same situation. This is how your mind is perceiving it, and maybe it brought it to you. And here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we've had some requests where people would like me to, at times, do a spirit integration. And this will be, in a sense, like a spirit recalibration for your body, going to put your spirit into your body properly. Well, this is the orientation of your spirit with your physical body so you can have more healing, we'll say, and get your spirit more connected to your body. Here we go. We're going to bring you out of your body instantly and put you back to your feet. And then come out of the top of your head, we'll say, and go into your feet again. Some people who are real sensitive, they're going to feel a little dizzy. And you should feel more solid. This is done, and probably even heavier. Oh, and maybe you might feel a little more dense. Here we go. Different ways of saying the same thing. We're going to come out and in. Here we go. So if you were crooked or upside down, now it's corrected. So now we're going to do more spirit infusion for you. So out and in, 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 out and in. Okie doke. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you around, Kathy, out there somewhere?
I'm here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And as Ron said, today is November 22nd, 2014, and it's Saturday on BBS Radio Station 2, every Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship, which is a visit that is real special healing for us. And so during the program, until we go, you can be thinking of some areas in your body that you might like to have healed, and also some healing areas that you can request in the chat room for Ron to take us to, which he usually does try to get to whenever we go to the Creation Lightship. And again, the healings only work live. And so that's why it's a special time for this during this particular program. And so we do appreciate those numerical clearings, Ron, the energies from those today and in the past. I could feel a little bit of heat flushing through my face. And I suppose that means I'll be getting more energy back, and I hope so. Also, maybe it was from the spiritual alignment clearing you did as well. I know I could always use that, and it's a great benefit to the body, especially if we're doing our online clearings. It helps our clearings work even better, and also it helps our body to heal faster. So it's really great that we could have that special healing tonight before we go to the Creation Lightship and just feel a little bit more in tune with our body and what it needs at this time. So important, and we're so fortunate to be able to have Ron as our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. And so, Ron, we will be, I wondered if we'll be taking any calls tonight.
We'll just see maybe about half past, possibly.
And also, Ron, if listeners would like to participate a little bit more, with the program and request healings or their responses to some of the healings Ron does during the program or some of the questions Ron might pose to the listeners. Participation can be done through our CLS chat box, which is accessed through the creationlightship.com website. On the very top it says, chat with us now, we're on live, and it'll take you to the chat room. And in the chat room, you can, if you haven't yet, you can sign up by creating a name for yourself and a profile password, and then click go to get connected. And I have it open now, so I'll be reading the chat room for your responses and requests to Ron. So also the phone numbers to the program are listed on the BBS Radio Station 2 website and on the chat page, and the moderator has posted some links to various sites and information that we discuss during the program, which are helpful while we're listening, and in between the programs, too. You can always go back to the chat room or to the website. And all the links do eventually lead to the creationlightship.com website, where is our source of information. And so, Ron, we got a few questions from clsquestions@yahoo.com and some deep topics tonight. So we can get started now, unless you'd like to do any more healings or have any announcements you'd like to make. Over to you.
Yeah, if I can. wow.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have, I just did want to mention that regarding the intensives, that tonight is a sample of what Ron will do for us on the intensives, which is we refer to them a lot as the calls or the conference calls or the intensives. And what those are is a 4-hour and an 8-hour healing teleconference call-in session. And those are on the weekends. So what we're going to do later on in the program, Ron is going to take us to the Creation Light Ship as a sample of what it's like on those programs. And it's very important because these are where a lot of physical healing takes place. That's why they're called the intensives. It's over the all day on Sunday for 8 hours, and then for 4 hours on the very first Saturday. So we've already started in November, and we have two more Sundays left, the 23rd tomorrow, and the 30th is the last intensive for the month before we resume in December on the 13th. That would be a Saturday, December 13th. So I'll announce that again, but I just wanted to make the connection between visiting the Creation Light Ship tonight and the intensives and conference calls. They're samples of what we're going to be doing tonight. So also, if you'd like to sign up for the live conference call sessions, also known as intensives, you can go to the creationlightship.com website, the home welcome home page, and click on the top where it says upcoming events. And that will take you to the December 2014 calendar and the menu and the ability to pay through PayPal, where you'll get a confirming email and the telephone call-in number and the access PIN number. So that's how it works. So, Ron, are you ready for me to address some of the questions that have come in?
Yeah, wow, you? Boy. I started to talk, and boy, I started gagging there. I think somebody has a furball or something. So, anyway, let's do a clearing on that person listening here. Wow. So here we go. Anybody who has a throat condition, situation? Here we go. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's realign the throat chakra here. So I'm going to do that right now. Here we go. Moving it around. There. In fact, we'll do a complete chakra alignment. So heart chakra. There we go. Reposition that properly in your body. And we just did your throat, third eye. And we don't use the crown because that should be closed off completely. You don't want to have your crown opened up to have the aliens attached to you. So here we go. Lower chakra. Second chakra. And first chakra. There we go. So, though I do here in the next few minutes. But yeah, let's hit the first first question, Kathy.
Okay. Sure, and thank you for the chakra alignments as well. Okay, well, first I just want to mention that as we're speaking during the program, callers are welcome again, and also our emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's our email address for the program. The email address to send Ron particular questions or comments is another one. That's creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, so, let me begin with one from a listener who is delving into the deeper issues, Ron. She is asking here, first of all, about life force energy. I'll just read the question briefly. What happens if when we're doing the exercise, I now increase my life force energy? What happens if all our spirit or spirit energy is being manipulated and used by the dark in parallel realities as clones or manipulated in some other way? Are we able to call back this trapped energy to be brought back and to reside within us? Over to you.
Yeah, that can happen. I can't say it'll happen or release and bring all of you back here, but yeah, that does happen when you do that exercise. So you may be getting more of yourself back from those other locations if they're still corded to you here. So if for some reason you're out there living a parallel life on a timeline and they're also taking your energy here and you're connected to that, say, past timeline, then very possibly you will be brought back here by doing that exercise because there's an energetic connection to you going into the beyondo. So, yes, that is true. If there's no connection, then you may not be brought back. But doing timeline crashes will bring you back. Back to you.
Okay, and I did want to mention that when we say I now increase our life force energy, we must say that aloud, correct, Ron? If we don't say it aloud, then we're in mind energy, which we don't want to be in.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, just saying that in case there's some newcomers listening, and it seems that's just a good point to make. Okay, so the next question is it's about the creation lightship and it's allowing darkness. Why is it allowing darkness to overcome humanity? I realize that, Ron, you're saying that Jesus came to assist humanity 2,000 years ago and Jesus was then terminated by the dark. But Jesus is gone now and that was a long time ago. So I was wondering why the creation lightship can't just pull the plug right now and rescue everyone. Doesn't make sense to me why we need to continue to go through all the trauma and hard work to free ourselves from the corruptions and manipulations of the dark that are keeping us trapped here. Why is the creation lightship not stepping in and rescuing everybody? Thank you. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so there's kind of more than one question there. So, yeah, if I don't get it all.
Okay, yeah, I'll go back.
Find underneath the one that I didn't get or something. So here
okay,
we go.
Okay, sure.
Oh, yeah, when Jesus came here 2,000 years ago, he brought in the energy, was under, I guess, the false belief that the Galactic Federation was going to help him. Which means that it would kind of protect him from the aliens that were here. And then the people that were here, like, say, the three wise men initially that came, who were wise and maybe had lots of maybe money, maybe they were, you know, that time maybe bankers or kings or whatever, and other people who wanted to help humanity. All the people that initially were connected to him throughout his life upon his last days abandoned him and betrayed him, etc. And that's why he said on the cross when he was dying, basically, why did you forsake me? Father, why did you forsake me? Well, Father would be the Galactic Federation. But from there, that one way to look at it is like, you know, nothing is here to help the light, and nobody could hold their consciousness of light. And the darkness was so ingrained at that time that, you know, this place is like lost. So from then to now. So you may wonder, well, if the light ship saw that, remember they had the ascension time, it happened. And the light itself, source energy, does not control anything or anybody during that, say, 2,000-year time frame. So everything that's out there is using free will, free choice to, you know, live, like here, live your life with free will, free choice. We don't always have that, but that's the pretense of light. If you're on a light planet, you would have that. And the question is, which everybody probably wonders, is, well, if it's so bad here, which it is, why isn't the light coming in to help out? Well, the light will be doing that at ascension time. The next question probably would be, doesn't the light ship care about anybody down here right now because everybody's suffering? Well, that's why there is ascension. And then also you have free will, free choice. And it's not going to come in and take away your free will, free choice. Even if you are having improper thinking or using mind energy and not using source energy, which is peace energy. So if the light did come in and say, you know, you can't be doing mind energy, like people going to churches, etc., and praying outside of themselves to become prey. Remember, P-R-A-Y is P-R-E-Y. You have to realize that the light gives you that choice. So getting back to the time of Jesus and the way it is now, there's probably really no difference. Because people are not choosing to be in the present moment. So the problem that we have here is not from the light not helping you. Have your own light. Everybody has your own light inside of you, but you're misusing the light. And that's the situation that's going on here. And the light is not responsible for your particular actions. But every 2,000 years, the light does come to maybe clean up the darkness by eliminating the darkness from its creation by turning off its source energy. I'll just think of the light ship being like a battery or a power source, and it's connected to an electromagnet, and it's, you know, along that lines, everything is hooked up, and the darkness is collecting and attracted to the energy source, just like an electromagnet, and it's there, and when the light gets turned off, it falls away from the light. That's kind of the way the whole system is set up. And remember, it's so simple. All that you have to do is the mind-to-heart drop. And in 20 seconds, you're heart-centered. And that's the reason why, you know, I brought that forward to get people so they can become heart-centered to be in peace. But maybe the people out there that don't understand or know don't want to have peace. They're bringing in duality. And they may try to use mind energy to maybe attack mind energy, confront it, but it's not going to do anything because it's still going to be in mind energy. So the system is still being perpetuated by the darkness, which is thought, which is mind energy, which people are choosing consciously to be in. So the light ship can't do anything. I'm doing, you know, battles continuously with the darkness when I see things happening where the aliens are taking away free choice as we're going to different locations and someone is having situations being done. That's happened to you, too, if you get on the alien attack page and do the free clearings. The light is helping you. But the problem is humanity. It may not be your particular problem. You know, you're wondering why your life may not be perfect. It's only because people around you are not choosing light. They're choosing the light of the darkness and getting trapped into the mind energy by not knowing there's a difference. And that's why I have all the radio programs since started in 2006, but mainly we'll say 2007. And from there, I have all these programs to try to educate people the best that I can do to get out there. And, you know, that's a long time. And then going to expos and things. And people still kind of are having trouble understanding what I'm talking about. And then you have the darkness coming in and having people doing channelings and angel readings and angel attunements and this and that and the other. And it's all the light of the darkness. And that stuff does work perfectly. Just ask anybody who's had a spell put on them. That works. And they know, yeah, this thing is really bad, and I'm you know, connected to it, and how do I get out of that situation? That's the light of the darkness doing something to you. So the whole thing is, are you choosing to have peace in your life, source energy, or are you choosing to be in duality and having that ride on duality of whatever they're choosing to do to you, just like we talked earlier on the show with seeing like 11-11 and numbers that you really didn't really care to look at, but well, you were forced to. Something moved your body, robotic program, you know, with robotic parts in you to move you. You know, what's that about, you know? So that's kind of, you know, what I see is this place is corrupted by the people who live here. They're choosing that. So, and they're choosing to have situations being done to each other that should not be done. That's how powerful mind energy is. Well, back to you, Kathy. Did I get any miss anything that the person needed to know?
Oh, well, there's more questions, but I just wanted to add that you said that, you know, Jesus died. He was basically murdered. He was betrayed. And I was wondering if, I know we've talked about this before, but how do you suppose Jesus would be treated if he was to return today, Ron?
Well, I think the mind energy would step in. And since people typically have maybe a picture of him that they've seen or even on the wall in their house, whoever would come with that complete energy, they would not recognize him. So I don't think there would be anything going on. Myself, I was the healer in the body at that time of that person, which I call Jesus. There's other names that he used or that he's known by, but I just came back to help people to continue on with the healing so they can get out of here. And his body did have many light beings come into it. I would say there was probably, as I looked, probably 10 and 15 light beings would come in, do different things, and then leave. So the body was just a vessel to be able to communicate and to do things with. That's basically it. So nobody really wanted to come here. The only other backup, there was probably, looking at it, I think eight light beings came here initially to help out this time around. Most of those light beings were contaminated or the body could not hold the frequency. And so they're kind of taken away. For myself, I looked at it, and nobody wanted to come here. But there were some other ones down here. The other one that actually managed to do something was Princess Diana. You know, I'm not getting into her bloodline or anything else like that, but, you know, being one of the, say, royal families here in a sense, that bloodline, Windsor bloodline, but oh, she did come into that bloodline. I didn't have that luxury. So, but from there, you know, she was here to teach. What she did was in Jesus, which was the humanitarian, you know, mission to get people to be more conscious of everybody around. So her mission did work perfectly, even though they didn't want her to be here. That was a darkness taking her away. But, you know, aside from that, and then she stepped into me during the funeral process, which would be for like a week, her spirit. It was quite an experience. She gave me her mission, and I thought, wait a minute. What are you talking about, you know? And so it does come into me off and on to even do the radio programs. But aside from that, he was the only one here that could actually hold the frequency of the initial intent of why the spirit came here. Can't really look at the bloodline, which people try to do is to figure out the bloodline of somebody and how much energy is in it and what does it mean. It doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot as far as the spiritual aspect of things. So, back to you.
Well, no doubt. I'm speaking for everyone listening, I'm sure, and those people who made some nice comments on the chat room is that they're very glad you're here, and they're glad they found you. And now another question that the listener who wrote in has for you, Ron, is it seems like an awful big job for you, one ambassador to the Creation Lightship for the entire planet, she says here, of 7 billion people. And so you've already explained that the other light beings they left for various reasons. And so we have you, and that's great. It just seems like more people need to know about the Creation Lightship. Why don't they, and why doesn't the Creation Lightship advertise?
Well, I guess the first thing is that I have all the radio programs on the Internet, and living in the United States here, the home of the free, we'll say, land of the free, home of the brave, in a sense, you know, this country was a place that they probably wanted me to be. And we have Internet, you know, that's the whole thing. We have Internet, so if somebody does want to connect and to hear this, you know, I'm on BBS Radio with all these archives, so it's up to the people to get the word out. I can only do so much. As far as, like, being one person to help out, you know, the 7 billion people, I don't see any problem with that. Since I'm out of time, I can, in a sense, kind of hard to describe, but be replicated many, many times when to do battles and stuff that I'm doing. So, even out of time, you have that luxury. I shouldn't use the word luxury. It's not really a luxury. but being able to do that process. So, there doesn't need to be more than one here on the planet. Having backup. If Princess Diana was here today, when we actually was physical in a body, and we actually could talk and you know, see each other, that would be one thing. But she already did her thing. She's remembered by what she's done, and our people still using what she gave here, the information and the compassion energies for humanity, are people still resonating to what she did. And has that changed their life? If done it back then, is it happening now, you know? Very possibly not. Remember, it's the people here that has the problem. People have to understand that there's another system of energy that's here that they're not connected to. They all have it in them unless they're clones. So that's the whole thing. So dealing with that, you know, get somebody... like I mentioned before, I can deal with, you know, easily 500,000 people doing a clearing, no problem whatsoever. So if that ever occurs at some point, I could just get on teleconference calls or whatever at one time or something like that. People tune in and clearings. I have no energetic problem with that. Back to you.
Oh, that's great. Well, you mentioned that if Jesus returned, he probably would not be warmly received, even though people do want to be, you know, rescued, or they want the world to be saved, or they even believe in Jesus and think that he is the light of the world. But he wouldn't be recognized as such because he wouldn't match their preconceived notion, or they wouldn't even maybe believe it. I think it's true that the people, it's the people who, you know, even when Jesus was alive, he was betrayed by his own friends. He was denied by them, even though he warned them that they would do such, and they said they wouldn't. They did it anyway. And so just that fact alone makes me realize that why it is so difficult to convince or to just introduce people to the Creation Lightship and the online healings, and why so many people don't recognize the light for what it is, or they're not even led to the light, and if they are led to the light, they leave. It's just because there is such a veil of darkness that's been implanted in humanity, even during when Jesus was alive, that even when he was there in person, they liked him, they let him heal them, but then they let him die. So it's no wonder that this person is writing this sincere question, wanting to know, you know, why the Creation Lightship allowed darkness to overcome humanity. Well, it was humanity's not realization of the darkness. And not realizing, I think, that there is a darkness over us that's an implantation. So that's why I think you've said so many times, Ron, you clear us with the 2,000-year of darkness barcode. You created that online healing, the 2,000-year of darkness barcode, to help us to see the light, to hear the truth, and understand it as such. Would you like to elaborate on that, Ron?
Yeah, and the darkness doesn't promote itself. It just is. And it's, you know, has really no intention of promoting itself because it can't judge itself. Kind of look at that, it just, you know, it is peace. And when you find peace, then you know what light is. Well, the 2,000-year darkness barcode, because the people, some were waking up, you know, not too many. I don't think any of the disciples of Jesus actually ascended at that time. And I don't know how many other people could have or did. I don't, it wasn't very many if that's the case. Okay, let's put it that way. So aside from that, the 2,000-year of darkness barcode was put on because they said, somebody's here and people are listening. So they put this on everybody to prevent you from understanding 2,000 years later about the light. And that's why, you know, the New Age movement came in, you know, probably in the 60s and 70s, take you away from light. They use all those terms. They connect you into all this stuff. And it probably actually started back, you know, in the late 1800s with some of the people that were doing metaphysical work. And, you know, from there, in the 70s, when everybody kind of started getting awakened, and you had channelings and this and that and the other, and was being written about the light, and you are the light, and everything else. It was all mind energy stuff to make the ones that were looking for escape route out of here, in a sense. There's a lot of people kind of had it in their DNA that, yeah, something could happen. Christians have that about Jesus coming, you see. So they go, well, no, it's about the 2,000-year time frame, and Jesus is going to be coming. We better get on board here and what we think is proper, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but so that barcode was put on everybody so that you would not recognize the light. So that numbs you out completely. But the false light is what you're attracted to, and that's what happened. People are attracted to the false light because the false light will do something for you and give you an emotion. Oh, you know, if you ever watched anybody maybe on TV or you've been to a church service and somebody had a healing, name of Jesus or the blood of Jesus saved you or whatever, you know, they're talking about, and the person's on the ground, you know, going through different types of spasms and stuff, and you get up and they go, oh, I'm healed, you know, and they're crying and everybody else is crying in the congregation because this person had a healing. Well, that's the emotional stuff. Life doesn't work that way. And any clearings online, you know that it's gone. know, what you're dealing with, it's out of there. It's gone, and you're at peace. And you go, wow, I had this problem. You know, I don't remember having that. And I feel better now. And that's the way the light works. It doesn't give you any kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that you had this great transformation, because it doesn't do anything that way. It just is peace. It gives you peace. Once you know about peace, you can't describe peace. No emotions, that's really going to describe peace. We talk about peace. We can come close to it because you have to say what it is, but it's nothing. There's no energy on peace. That's peace. Everything else has energy. And then you're in cause and effect again with mind energy. Well, you're in the emotions. So back to you, Kathy.
And then the listener further writes, how can we prepare for ascension if we cannot release the densities by purchasing more clearings? In other words, we can release densities by attending the intensives and conference calls, by purchasing the online healings and the barcode removals via creationlightship.com. That is how it's done now. That's how Ron set it up, and it works beautifully. However, this listener is concerned for those who do not have the financial resources to purchase money on more clearings other than the complimentary ones you offer. She wants to know what happens to them. Are they still helped via the Creation Lightship?
And once you start getting some clearings under your belt, then yeah, things will be happening probably. And you know, as the energy changes here, the money situation should start to get freed up, which will be great for everybody. And then from there, things will be changing. So at this point, everything needs to be kind of reset. You know, everybody talks about the financial global reset. And when that happens, then everything will be changing here. And have some more clearings being put out for people. But we'll have to see what happens at that point in time. Where we are now, unfortunately, because everybody is relying on money, you know, that's the whole thing. Everything costs, you know. So it's very unfortunate to have to come out and charge for clearings, because I have to pay for my expos and the radio programs and the telephone and everything else, internet that goes along with what I'm doing, you know. So, but it will get better, and things will be changing. You know, if you are connected to the energies, you know, from having a few clearings, and yeah, we'll see what happens. But the main thing is to get the energies off of you. So, you need to get that emotional clearing, so you're able to understand what's happening. Then we have people that they go, well, what if I was abducted or things have changed, you know, 2012 when the major dark side ascension happened, are those spirits going to be found? Well, the light's always looking for spirits in darkness if it can find them. Remember, the light doesn't know what darkness is, because the light never created it. So if those spirits are already taken and they're being used in some dark side universe and they cannot be found, then they're basically gone forever. And that's the unfortunate thing. But that's the choice, and was the choice of the people living at that time, tuning into darkness. It's all a choice. So, you know, if somebody wanted to pray to something outside of themselves, it connected to darkness, and have attunements done on them by people posing as light workers, and that took them sideways into this reality of consciousness of the darkness, then they chose that, okay? And that's the sad thing, is that they were not taught the truth. That's why that 2,000-year barcode is so important to get off of people. And if you do want to get out of here, then what's really needed is your spirit barcode. Get that off of you so that otherwise your spirit's being tracked continuously by the darkness. Get that barcode off of you so the light can find you. So, like, it's about time to go to the light ship, everybody. So here we go. Hopefully I answered all the questions there. If you needed more explanations, I'd be happy to on with this here. Sometimes, you know, what I say might not be said the way you wanted to hear it, or get the information that you really needed, because sometimes mind control programs kick in and it might take away a few of my words that I'm talking about, and you may have heard a whole different meaning for what I was talking about. That's why Jesus talked in parables, that everybody could understand, and you could hear it different ways, finally understand what was happening. But here we go. I'm going to go to the light ship now. And yeah, television is a mind control program. So here we go. We're going to get away from that, everybody. And we're going to go to the light ship to be in peace. And yeah, television, T-E-L-L-A, then vision. Telling you a vision. That's the dark side agenda. Oh, here we go. We're going to bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Elf, and you must request one particular healing. And from there, we'll go into different rooms. You can enter rooms, if you wish, on the chat box there. Here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. You're going to be completely out of time and source energy. So one, two, three, four, and five, and your energetic bodies are still here. Light did not create your energetic bodies. That's what overflows and gives you problems. Going up is your spirit, and also your body blueprint of what's left of it, of light, and then it's recreated totality. Same with your spirit. Well, everything is 100% on the light ship, even though only be maybe 5% whole here. Everything up there is perfect. Well, here we go. I'm going to go to the deer room. And your animal, pets, flowers, your garden, plants are going to where they need to go to. So here's the deer room energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And do request one healing. And going into the room with the swan energies. And the Pegasus energies. We'll do it real quick because our time is coming out here. Close. Remember, we live in time. Now we're out of time, so it doesn't make any difference, but yes, it has a show after ours, so here we go. So here's these energies coming. Request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Boy, we'll go to the whale room. Here we go. The golden whale. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We have one request here that I see to go to the defense fleet ship, one of those ships that are fighting battles of darkness. So this is your choice now if you wish to go. If you're very intuitive, you're going to see lots of things happening. Your choice. So here we go. Go to that particular area on the light ship where they have the defense fleet, going into one of the defense fleet ships. Here we go. We're in there right now, and it's going to start to leave the light ship. It's hovering, and I'll just count to five as it leaves. So one, two, three, four, and five. If you notice, you're just floating. You have full consciousness, and we're going to go into one of the battles right now that is happening. The battles only occur because the darkness is preventing free will, free choice. So it means that something out there is in trouble. Come to its aid. And it's probably the battles with the time-traveling soldiers that are here to fight off the aliens. Okay, other than that, the light cannot come in here with anything. There's free will, free choice. As it sees part of itself being destroyed or having problems or trying to be abducted by the aliens, then it can come in and it's right for its territory. So here we go. Going into battle right now, looks like you may start to see light lasers shooting at the ship. Right now we're in Venus, actually inside of Venus, battling right now. Going into the, aces there, we'll call it underground tunnels, whatever is there. We're doing that right now. We're saving some aliens that are there. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. In fact, the aliens that we'll say are negative, completely without spirits, if they're in a situation to where they're having troubles, the light will actually come in and defend them if they're not created from light. And then they do have a choice to come into light. If they don't want to come into light, they can leave and go back into darkness. But right now, I see praying mantises. I'm not saying that they're not of light. I'm just seeing them right now, and they're in trouble. So the light's coming in, and they're actually probably on the buffet table, a lot of these, and they're all in situations that they shouldn't be in. So we're taking them away now, battling the aliens right now that are causing this situation. I'm also seeing other aliens that are there too. Don't have any light in them. The premier matches may have, may not have. These do not have any light at all, but we're coming to their aid also. They almost look like mushroom people, sort of. So here we go. Do some more battling to get them released, say, out of their prison cells, in a sense, to give you a visual here. If you happen to see it, you're going to see more than what I'm talking about. Here we go. And we're going to the surface now and releasing them and giving them an escort back to where they need to go to. It's their choice, remember. Always free will, free choice. We're done with that and working with some of the soldiers now that were taken out, medical ships, so we're rematerializing soldiers that were destroyed completely. Back to the light ship right now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're back inside. Might feel a little shift in your body energy. Might feel a little heavier right now. Now you're in artificial gravity. And let's continue on with our call here. So let's go into the room with the butterfly energies. Request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that's going to work with our skeleton, probably our muscles. Here we go. Maybe shoulders, back muscles, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll go into one more room. I'll go into the crystal room. Normally we go into like the amethyst room with the points. One of these crystals are the light beings, and they chose to materialize for us, help us out as a crystal energy. They come on and realize as to what we know here as far as how they look in appearance. So here we go. Going to have some crystal energy coming our way to do some balancing, taking away negativity. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the next room we're going to go into, one more. We'll go into the room where your spirit was created. Here we go, going into this room, and the door opens up, and you see a bunch of light, and your spirit's going to walk into you. So the energy shift right now, so I'll count to 5 to command the energy to come to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you should feel pretty good right now. You might feel possibly I'll come back here, but you are in the moment, so you're going to feel the energy there. This is time to come back, so coming back down, I'll count to 5 backwards here, 5 to 1. You come into our reality here and get disconnected from source energy. Here we go. One, two, three, five. So now you have your own source energy with your spirit with you. And we'll turn it over to you. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. We all appreciate that visit to the Creation Lightship, the healing areas, the different light beings that assist us, and also the visit to the with the soldiers who are on the defense fleet fighting aliens or helping aliens to fight other aliens. So I'm trying to regain myself because I got really taken away there, and I feel very peaceful right now, but I will regain myself so we can continue on the last few minutes we have. And comments in the chat room, people are really enjoyed it, and I think some people might have seen some of the action you talked about. They appreciate you honoring their request to go on the defense fleet ship. okay, so back to the topic we were discussing. You were ending, before you went to the light ship, you were ending it by saying that, you know, you were getting around to saying that for those souls and spirits who were abducted and can never be found, they had made a choice and they didn't realize that they were being duped by the light of the dark. But those of us who have found the light and the truth, we probably, you know, should just be so glad that we have Creation Lightship, because although we maybe have bought into the programs and the television that we were programmed to follow, we now have solutions. And that the Creation Lightship does offer tangible answers and solutions to enable us to be self-empowered and create a life on our own terms rather than just be another program and to fall prey to the dark agenda once again. And it's so true that the dark agenda is sneaky, and they don't. We don't realize that we're following duality, that we're believing in the duality system, and they keep us busy, believing in dreams and lies and illusions, and to escaping reality. But it's an investment in ourselves to do any and all the clearings we can, and the teleconferences, and to turn it around. It's just a wonderful opportunity to be, like, reborn and to find who our real self is. And a lot of people have done it. A lot of people are still, you know, doing the clearings and continue to buy the whole life clearings, the unlimited, and keep them updated. And then log them into the Earth Transport Clearing, which is our storage container. It's like putting it in the vault. The Earth Transport Clearing is a free clearing and that Ron provided so that we can continue to keep our clearings intact with us once ascension happens. We don't lose them. We get to keep them and take them with us onto the next universe of light, hopefully. So that's how it works right now, and there's a lot more information about it on the creationlightship.com website. There's a Wikipedia with all kinds of questions and answers to further pursue the intentions and the program that the Creation Lightship set up through Ron Amatron. So once again, Ron, we thank you very much for the trip to the Creation Lightship, and I want to remind everyone who's on the teleconference tomorrow, it's going to be, again, at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Have some water ready for Ron to activate with light codes. And then the next one will be on the 30th until December. Our next program is going to be Monday. It's the Healing Highway. It's at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And so please continue to send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I didn't get to many of the particular questions today because we were on the subject of this person's request, and Ron answered the questions. So we'll take your questions for the next program. Okay, Ron, so I think that's all for me, and thanks again. Back over to you.
Okay, everybody, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop here, and here we go. We'll command in your spirit out loud to take your thoughts in your head. That's the darkness, the programs making you think, and drop them into your heart so you can be at peace. Don't have any thoughts. And that's, once you understand that, it's very simple to figure out, I don't want to be in mind. I want to be in peace. Well, here we go. Dropping down, 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Now you're at peace and tell all your friends to do that. 15 seconds, they're in peace, and that would stop all the wars on this planet. 15 seconds. So, everybody, there we go. That's the solution. So thank you. We'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.